You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscombe. This message was recorded on April 7, 2021, and is titled, God Made. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve in the message.
Man, it's good to have everybody tonight. Hope everybody's been having a good week. Seem like we've been having a lot of get-togethers. We've been resurrecting, and we've been Passovering, and we've been courthousing, and we've been getting together a lot. But it's important. And tonight we're going to talk about it again a little bit, and a lot going. We're going to talk about Acts chapter 3 tonight. But one of the things that I wanted in my little pregame warm-up here that I want to talk to you about. Here's where this is, you know, our county by county thing is really catching a lot of steam. And so we're getting really busy. But what we've told everybody is that we don't know what we're doing either. We're just going first. And so we're learning as we go. And so I've made a couple phone calls this week, talked to a few people this week. But you remember me talking to you about the sacred assembly? Every community, every area, they need a place to assemble. They need a place where God's welcome. They need a place where the atmosphere might be a little different than it might be at your county activity center or your courthouse or whatever. And so what my hope is for all of us is in the very near future is I'm going to go by and visit with candidates, politicians, people who serve us. Because once again, every elected official in the United States of America gives an oath to the Constitution of the United States. Well, what's that got to do with us? It's got a lot to do with us. The Constitution of the United States of America perfectly aligns itself with the Bible. It's a Christian concept. It was formed on Scripture. It was formed by the ideals of men who had been inspired by God, men who were highly educated in the Bible, men who knew that the Christian faith was the only hope for freedom, justice, and liberty for all. And so it's time that the Christian community engages in the affairs of our local community. The Mayflower Compact even says that it is for the Christian faith and its involvement in the local politic is how that says. And so the reason I'm telling you this ahead of time tonight is because I may not get a chance later. But I want this facility, and it's not just me, but to be a place to where we can invite, whether it be a group of commissioners, school board members, candidates, judges, whoever, congressmen, maybe even the president one of these days. I doubt this one will come down, but we may get one of these days. But where we can have community Q&A, where you have a moderator and you have somebody who will advertise and somebody that will put out the word and somebody that will come with legitimate questions about important things like your Constitution and your God-given rights. And so I'm in high hopes that in the very near future, because you heard me talk about having a list of questions, and I'm plenty prepared to go ask the questions. But after growing in this a little, I realized that just me going and terrorizing a politician and coming back and tell you what I found out, that's not a very good idea. Because there's too much gray area, too much he said, she said. Let's bring the community servants in front of the community. Let's do it in a place where we worship Jesus Christ. Let's do it in a place where we're not afraid to pray. We're not afraid to stop in the middle of a meeting and have another prayer meeting. But we're not afraid to ask the right questions. Let's do it in a place where we're all educated in our mind and not just piled up with emotion. And let's have a give and take. And maybe through all this, the community will get better. And maybe through all this, our servants will get better. Maybe we'd actually glean from each other and iron might actually sharpen iron instead of just beating against each other till we're both dull. You see, I'm beginning to realize that I'm the worst. Buddy, I don't care who you are. I don't care your political affiliation. I don't care how you voted in the past. If you love my country, then you have potential. You have potential. And if we'll interject wisdom, because I've said it 9,000 times around here, it's all in the information. Everybody believes what they believe because of the information they've received or the lack of. And so if we can become an information center and we can become a place where we can gather and bring people together and visit, and maybe instead of just reaching across political party lines, maybe even across the denominational lines, we could get a few people who were interested in our community to maybe come into somebody else's house on a Monday. Let's all split up. Let's divide and be conquered on Sunday. But hey, how about Monday? Maybe we get in a pile and share good information and learn from each other and use these houses that we call houses of worship. And this is an old tin barn. But it's kind of funny to me how God's setting this up. We want the community. We want this to be used for good. We want God's government to be exposed here. And now we've acquired a facility across the street, or we're in the process of, where we can handle benevolence for our community. We can do a lot of stuff for our community that doesn't cost anybody a nickel. Doesn't take anything to do this here. And yet, God will always be the wisdom here. He'll always be the band director here. And so, I'm pretty excited about all this. And I think for the first time in my life, I think we actually stand a chance if some will accept the invitation, which I've got some teetering right on the edge already. I'm gonna bait them up in here to where we can come, and we're going to be nice to them when we get here. Remember that? Be nice to them so they'll come back. But we've got a lot of issues. Don't want to put anybody... I mean, we've got hospital issues coming up. Would not it be nice to sit here and have an open, intelligent discussion where we could glean from each other and whatever ended up would end up best for our community? Where would you get the wisdom of God any better than in a group of Bible-believing God's people? And you don't have to go to church here to come here. You don't even have to believe in Jesus. Come on in. That's what I love about the county by county campaign, because we don't do that in churches. And so we get believers and non-believers all in a pile, and we tell them all across the country now, we tell them, man, we got to save our country. Now, believers and non-believers, if you took time out of your day to come listen to me, it's because you want to save America. And all of a sudden, you got a guy proving to you out of the Bible that God is going to have to help you, or it ain't going to happen. Well, now all the non-believers are in need of God. Not a bad approach. You know, we tried hell on them for a long time, and that didn't work. Let's do saving our nation and saving our inheritance and saving our community. So that's kind of my hope. I just want to share that with you guys, because you're the biggest part of the deal, and without your presence, without your support, and without your prayers, there's none of this going to happen. And so if any of you ever think I'm on the wrong track, please tell me. I'll sit and listen to you forever, and then we'll reason together and find out what the best approach. But right now, I think we're on a pretty good place of coming in here, what we call to be God's house. We know that's all verbiage. It's just an old metal barn where God's people meet to learn how to do their best. God meets with us here, and it's all really good. But there's a lot of other things could go on here, too, that would benefit everybody around. And some of you from out of town, one of these days we'll figure it out how to do it in your town. We'll get it figured out here, and we'll come over to your town. We'll figure out how to do it in your town. And little by little, we're going to see the landscape change around here. So That's my little spiel before we start tonight. We're going to sing a little bit. It's good to have everybody here. And then I'll get up there and share a word. So y'all pray with me if you would. Lord, we just want to thank you tonight. We thank you for all who are here, all watching on the deal there. And Lord, we just pray that you'll just continue to make your presence known, Jesus. That, Lord, you'll use us, you'll use these facilities. Everything you've given us, God, may it be used to your glory, but used to the benefit of those around us, used to the benefit of our community, used to the benefit of our county and our country and our families, Lord, but all to your glory. Lead us and guide us, Lord. We need you to lead us and guide us in the most excellent way. So, Lord, as we grow in these endeavors, be gentle, be kind. But, Lord, with me, you may have to be firm. Make sure we get things done the way you want it done, when you want it done. And so, Lord, we just continue to pray over this fellowship. Tonight, I hadn't asked you this in a long time, Lord, but I'm asking you tonight. Bring them from the north, south, east, and west. Draw them to this place. Confirm your word with miracles, signs, and wonders, without any pomp and circumstance, without any man-made stuff or man-made atmospheres. I'm asking you, God, to start a new season of raising the dead, healing the sick, making the blind to see, the lame to walk, putting broken hearts back together, driving out tumors and cancers, demons to the abyss. And God, do it all to your glory. Do it to the awe of all mankind. And do it right here, Lord. And do it right here in our lives, that we might leave this house and go and show the whole world the reality of who you are. So, Lord, we bless you now. Give you thanks and give you all the glory in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm going to sing a little louder in the middle of my enemies. And the song right before then about the miracles and all these things. I want you to stop just a minute before I get in this message tonight. And I want you to think of some of the lines that you sing when you get up. Some of the words you sing when you're driving around your vehicle. I want you to think of some of the songs you sang when you were on your Emmaus walk or whatever it was, that big spiritual moment you had. And then I want you to think about a couple of those lines and then tell me which one of them you go home and do. That's a pretty darn good question, ain't it? I'm going to sing louder and louder in the midst of my enemies. That ain't how we do it as Christians. We get quieter and quieter. Get over in our corner. Pipe down a little bit. You know, if you'll get louder and louder in the right church, there'll be deacons come by and tell you, get in your corner and quiet down. Miracles. What happened to our faith? You see, this is a walk of faith. This is a walk of faith. So you can sing all the words you want to. You can wear all the jewelry you want to. You can put on the bumper stickers you want to. But until this gets inside of you. I prayed for some people this week that they would like God to do something. They're going to need my faith to do it because they don't have any. They tell me they're Christians, but they don't know any of this. My Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so, when we sing, I'm going to sing a little louder in the midst of my enemies. I was thinking about myself today, praying at the sale barn. They kept waiting to get started. My boss wasn't in there yet. So I just kept waiting. He said, come on, we'll pray and we'll get started. I said, we'll wait a minute, he's not in here. Not only was he not in there, there's about five guys that always wait on me to get done praying before they come in there. They were all in there today, so I prayed a little extra long today. I'm going to sing a little louder in the midst of my enemies. I know where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. So tonight we're going to be in a place in the Bible in Acts chapter 3, starting in verse 11. My title tonight, Leonard wanted to know my title, and every week I walk in, he said, "What's your title, boss?" I said, "Boss." That's my title. I'm the boss. He said, so anyhow, I told him, I said, just put down God made. And some of you watched Coffee with the Colonel this morning. I talked the difference between God made and a little bit about man made. And who we trust and who we really call on. Who we really look to. Who do we really listen to? Because there's a lot going on. And so there was a time I preached out of this text a jillion times. And I was thinking about it there when we were singing a minute ago. There's a couple times in the early days. How many of y'all were, there's not very many of you, but how many were with us over in that stucco hut over on Birch Street? We had some crazy stuff happen over there back in the day, didn't we? Yeah. I think I just simply believed it, and I think everybody else did too. But when I'd preach out of the book of Acts, remember, I'd be down here standing up. I wasn't as tired then as I am now. Man, I'd get it. I'd be up and down and all around, up and down them aisles. We'd be getting it, and I'm telling you, we'd be preaching, and I'd be throwing my little hands around there and clapping and smacking my Bible, and pretty soon people would start getting healed and coming to the front and weeping and carrying on. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Well, that was good. That was good. Most of the people that had crazy stuff happen to them back then, they're not even here. I don't know what happens. God heals you. God gives you life. God takes away your heart attack, your tumors, heals your marriage, gets demons out of you, all the stuff that God can do. And all of a sudden, it's just like, well, it's like going to Walmart. Well, I'm not going back to Walmart until I need something. And so here we sit. And so we sit in a day here in America where the manifestation of miracles, signs, and wonders, the true power of God that should be happening in the body of Christ, that should be front page news every day, that should be our way of life, that should be the reality of God, really not happening. And if you say it is, you're just kind of murmuring to yourself because we're pretty quiet. And especially out of the building. We're extremely quiet in here. But what's going to be fun this time is I'm not going to jump around and slap my Bible. I'm going to sit at your kitchen table and I'm going to tell you some truth. And right here in this building, with every head up and every eye open, no smoke, no mirrors, no special songs, no time limit, you can respond to God. If you will, God will respond to you. And I'm telling you, if we're going to bring revival to this land, which is the only hope of saving our children's inheritance, is revival, then it'll be in the true reality of the knowledge of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and it confirmed by miracle signs and wonders. It's high time that the whole world that's watched us go to church now for decades gets them a little taste of who God really is. And so it's just going to take some people who are not afraid of men anymore, but also some people who trust God. You're going to get challenged in that a little bit today because we live in difficult times. They got a pill for everything that's happening to you. And then they got some more pills to fix what those pills do to you. We've got a man-made system out there that we have learned to fully trust. And honest and truly, you got to admit, since 12 years ago, that system that was struggling is now like a disaster. It's a disaster. Yes, we still get help from them. I'm not knocking doctors, and I'm not one of them guys. I mean, I told them one time, a long time ago, over in that little building when all that was going on, I said, just so you know, I'm a faith guy. So if I fall over with a heart attack, if you have a telephone, call 911. If you know how to pray, get your hands on me. Pray like crazy. If you're not a man who has brushed your teeth, you can give me mouth to mouth. I do not want one of you guys to be the last thing I see before I see Jesus. I'm telling you right now, I'd just soon go on to heaven with precious memories. So yes, I believe in everything that God does through the minds of men. But where do we trust? Where do we trust? And so I want to talk about that tonight, because as we get back into the book of Acts and we see the early church, listen to me, we got church patterns all over this world. What other pattern of God's church would you follow other than this? Why would you not do this? Why is there not a crippled beggar laying on our porch? You'll take him to the emergency room before you bring him to our porch. We've had prayer chains and prayer stuff, and nothing against that. I just want you to tell me the fruit. Well, you know, there was a day Aunt Mary Jane felt better, and she died. What about the dead guy that got up? What about the miracles of God? Is this true? We just did Resurrection Sunday. And for those of you who are here, I told you, if the resurrection is true, I mean, really, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups has bet a whole lot of money on the resurrection. You get a chuckle here. Some of you got nerve enough to giggle. But honestly, we bank everything on the resurrection. Is the resurrection true? Did the Son of God come and die for your sins? Did he walk on this earth? Did they put him in a hole? Did he get up? How do you know he got up? How do you know he got up? Because until he gets up in you, you don't know. You know what somebody else knows. You know he got up? Well, if the resurrection is true, then everything in this book is true. Everything. So, this must be true. Acts chapter 3, verse 11. You remember the last time we were in this chapter, that Peter and John had just walked up to this guy, said, "Silver and gold we do not have, but what I have I now give you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get up and walk." This guy's been laying around crippled for a while, and all of a sudden he's begging for money. They don't give him any money. They share the anointing of God and the truth of Jesus Christ, and bam, he gets up. Now he's got up. This guy's got up. These people have been going to church and been tripping over him since Moby Dick was a minna, and now he's up. And he says, now that as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, or it's a colonnade there, is greatly amazed. So this guy gets up. Now the whole herd of them run right up there to the front door wanting to know, what in the heck is going on? When's the last time you seen a pile of people run to church to see what was going on? I've had them run out of here and go have a meeting about what just happened. But when's the last time that they all run to church to see what was going on? Why would they? You tell me what's going on. You tell me. You know why a lot of people won't come here now Wednesday night? Because they don't like doing music like this. It don't bother me. I'll fix it where we don't have any at all. If that's why you're here, because this feels right to you, you should want more than that. We should all want more than that. I want more than that. I had a little prayer meeting with God this morning. Robin called right when I was finishing up this morning. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm having a little prayer meeting. She said, who with? I said, God. And I was naming to him, pointing my finger right at him. I said, God, this is who I want you to heal. And God, I expect you to heal him. God, this is who I want you to stand on their neck till they give it up, and I expect you to stand there. God, I'm expecting you to show up.
Well, that concludes our message, God Made. As always, you can come join us 7:30, Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship, and you can tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.